This is Laura.
Hi, well, this is Alicia calling with Nexon Safe Drivers on Recorded Line.
Thank you so much for calling back. What did you find out?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, when I was trying to dispatch again, I was getting everything. I got their policy. I got their producer code and everything. They provided me the producer code and everything, but when I got to the entering in it, it said the customer will still need to pay out of pocket for the service today, and they can submit for a reimbursement consideration. On my end, that's what it's popping up and saying. So it's saying the same thing as before. I was just going to give you a call back to just let you know.
Are you saying he would have to get reimbursed for this?
She would have to pay out. They would have to pay out of pocket, but they can submit for reimbursement consideration if you guys do that.
Boy, I have never heard about that. I thought if he had his numbers and producer code and et cetera, he would not be paying out of pocket.
When I entered the plan and producer's code, a prompt popped up. It said the customer would need to pay out of pocket for the service today, and they can submit for a reimbursement consideration. Hit next if the customer wishes to continue. If not, please refer to the customer plan. I was just stating that I can verify the policy with you. That's fine.
Say that again. You flipped out there for a second.
May I verify the policy number with you to verify that?
Yes, go right ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, she gave me ITIN 413552.
Yes, the producer code I have is 13592, and the service plan is C. Is that what you're seeing?
Yes, ma'am. Hold on a second. You have 13592, and the service plan is C.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm seeing on in their policy is, under the terms of your emergency roadside assistance coverage, you will not be required to pay any additional fee or sum, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I've entered the policy number and the producer code and producer's plan that the customer and you have just given me, and it's still saying that the customer will be required to pay out of pocket for the service today.
Okay, I see. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you looking into that for me. Did you call the policyholder and speak to him?
Yes, ma'am. I spoke to him, Mr. White. He put he requested we talk to his wife for him, and her name is Mrs. Holly White. And I talked to Mrs. White, and she also gave me the producer code and plan and policy number. I've tried to enter it multiple times, and it's still popping up the same thing.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you looking into it for me.
So,
thank you.
The effective date for that policy, just to verify it again, it would be 12/22/22.
Yes.
Okay. So everything's right on my end, and everything's right on your end, right?
As far as I can tell, that's correct. But it's, you know, we've talked about it here in underwriting, and it's our understanding that they do not have to pay out of pocket and then get reimbursed.
Could it be because the policy is less than 15 days old? You think it hasn't?
I mean, I guess it could be, but that doesn't really do our guy any good. He paid for it. It should be active, so, right?
It could take some time to get into our system sometimes, so this could be one of those issues.
Okay. Hold on just a second. I'm going to bring my supervisor into the call, and I am sorry this is taking a little bit of extra.
Okay, may I have your supervisor name?
Yes, that's Christine. And her last name is Figarotta. And I'm going to bring her in on the call right now.
Okay.
Thank you for your patience. I'm sure this is affecting your metrics, and I really do appreciate it.
Okay.
Christine, are you here?
Yes. What's going on?
So we're on the phone with Alicia, and she's saying that as far as she can tell, the message that she's getting when she puts in all the policy information is that he has to pay upfront and get reimbursed.
Okay. Alicia, can you explain why to me? Because that's not normally how it works, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so I've entered the effective date of the producer code. I've entered everything. I've entered the policy, which she gave me was ITIN 413552, and I've also entered the effective policy date, which is 12/22/22, and the producer code and everything. And I've also entered the everything for the thing for I've entered everything that she provide Mr. White provided and everything. But could you verify, I'm trying to admit, could you verify the address on file?
Sure, let me pull that up real quick. What I have is 462 Shamrock Court, Evansville, Indiana, 47715.
Okay, it's 462 Shamrock. Please fill it out for me.
462 Shamrock, Shamrock Court.
Fort, F-O-R-T.
No, Court, C-O-U-R-T.
Court, C-O-U-R-T. And may I have the city and state that's located in?
Evansville, that's E-V-A-N-S-B-I-L-L-E, Indiana, 47715.
May you please spell the city again?
Sure, E-V-A-N-S-V-I-L-L-E.
Evansville?
Indiana. Yes.
So I have E-V-A-N-S-B-I-L-E, Evansville, Indiana.
B-I-L-L-E.
Yes, ma'am. And what is that zip code?
47715.
And what is the year, make, and model of the vehicle?
Mm-hmm. 2012 Dodge Journey.
And do you know the color of the vehicle?
I do not know the color of the vehicle.
Okay, I've entered everything, and now it's stating that the grace period days have exceeded.
I don't know what that means. What grace period days?
Ma'am.
Uh-huh.
If I can get their email address, we can override the and help the customer.
Alicia, wait. I'm sorry. Alicia, can you please explain to me what is going on?
Yes, ma'am. I've entered everything that was given to me on my end, and I still was seeing that it was popping up that they have to pay out of pocket for the coverage. So usually sometime when they're usually sometime it takes a little longer to get in our system. Everything they have just signed up for this on the 22nd, I see, of this year. The policy is less than 15 days old, so sometimes it takes a little longer to get in our system. But if I can get everything, if I can get her email and everything, I can try to help get the customer assistance.
Okay, get whose email?
May I have yours, Mrs. Christy or Mrs. Lauren?
Sure. Mine is L-O-L, S as in Sam, H-A-K at soundersinsurance.com.
So I have L-O-L at H-A-K at foundersinsurance.com.
The letter before the H is sorry, the letter, S-H-A-K, is that what you have?
I have L-O-L S-H-N-K at foundersinsurance.
A-K, sorry, A-K?
So it's L-O-L S-H-A-K at Founders Insurance?
Uh-huh. Yes, that's correct.
And you are the insurance agent, right?
No, I'm actually the underwriter.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just going to get everything jotted down in my notes.
So can you prioritize his assistance? Because to the best of my knowledge, at this point, he's been waiting over an hour to get this sorted out.
Absolutely. Okay. Can I give the customer a call so I can get them service and I can give you a call back?
Yes, please. I really appreciate it. That. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Alicia.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.